I wish to register a complaint. Hello, miss?
What do you mean, miss?
Oh, I'm sorry, I have a cold. I wish to make a complaint.
We're just closing for lunch.
Never mind that, my lad. I wish to complain about this parrot, what I purchased not half an hour ago from this very boutique.
Oh, yes, the Norwegian blue. What's wrong with it?
I'll tell you what's wrong with it, my lad. It's dead. That's what's wrong with it.
No, it's resting. Look.
Look, my lad, I know a dead parrot when I see one, and I'm looking at one right now.
No, he's not dead. He's resting.
Resting?
Yeah, resting. Exceptional bird, the Norwegian blue. Beautiful plumage, isn't it?
The plumage, don't enter into it. It's stone dead.
No, it's resting.
All right, then. If it's resting, I'll wake it up. Wake up, Polly! Wake up, Polly Parrot! I've got a nice cuttlefish for you if you wake up, Polly!
There, he moved.
No, he didn't. That was you pushing the cage.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. Polly! Polly! Polly, Polly, Polly! Wake up, Polly! Now, that's what I call a dead parrot.
But it's stunned.
What?
You stunned it just as it were waking up. Norwegian blue stun easily.
Look, I've had enough of this. The parrot is definitely deceased. When I bought it half an hour ago, you assured me that its total lack of movement was due to its being tired and shagged out after a long squawk.
Oh, it may be pining for the fjords.
Pining for the fjords? What kind of talk is that? Look, why did it fall flat on its back the moment I got it home?
Well, the Norwegian blue prefers kipping on its back. Beautiful plumage, it's pining, you know.
It's not pining, it's passed on. This parrot is no more. It's ceased to be. It has expired. The parrot has gone to meet its maker. This is a late parrot. It's a stiff, bereft of life. It rests in peace. If you hadn't nailed it to the perch, it would be pushing up the daisy. It's run down the curtain and joined the choir invisibule. It is an ex-parrot.
Well, I'd better replace it then.
If you want to get anything done in this country, you've got to complain till you're blue in the mouth.
I just looked. We don't have any more parrots.
I see. I get the picture.
Well, I've got a slug.
Does it talk?
Well, not really.
Well, it's scarcely a replacement then, is it?
Yes, I'll tell you what. If you go to my brother's pet shop in Bolton, he'll replace the parrot for you.
Bolton, eh? Very well. This is Bolton, is it?
No, it's Ipswich.
That's into City Rail for you. I wish to complain, British Railways person.
I don't have to do this job, you know.
I beg your pardon?
I'm a qualified brain surgeon. I only do this job because I like being my own boss.
Excuse me, this... this is irrelevant, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's not easy to pad these records out to 30 minutes, you know.
Well, I want to complain. I got on the Bolton train and found myself deposited here in Ipswich.
No, this is Bolton.
The pet shop man's brother was lying.
Well, you can't blame British Rail for that.
If this is Bolton, I shall return to the pet shop. I understand this is Bolton.
Yeah?
You told me it was Ipswich.
It was a pun.
A pun?
No, not a pun. What's that thing that spells the same backwards and forwards?
A palindrome?
Yeah.
It's not a palindrome. The palindrome of Bolton would be not lob. It don't work.
Well, what do you want?
I'm not prepared to pursue my line of inquiry at the moment, as I think this is getting too silly.
Quite agree, too silly.